Now we're going to play the second part of something we started yesterday. It's a conversation with two great poets who were born here in Baltimore. Alpha Michael Weaver, who grew up on the east side of town, and Reginald Harris, who grew up on the west side of town. We recorded them a few weeks ago at the City Lit Festival at the Enoch Pratt. Alpha Michael Weaver.
I'll be reading today from The Government of Nature. It's my new book. It's the 12th collection, and I'm blessed to have 12 books of poetry. This book is dedicated to my parents, and it would not have been possible without the instruction I received from my teacher, Shuri, as we call him, or Grandmaster Wang Qin Liang, who lives here in Baltimore. I'm one of his Taoist disciples, and I practice daily Taoist meditation. And the book is about my relationship with a man who taught me everything virtually that I know about horses, and a man who also brought great challenges into my life, my maternal uncle. And the difficulty with writing about this is coming to terms with the fact that that kind of abuse is tied up in love. And so this poem is entitled, If You Tell. If you tell, the stars will turn against you. You will have not night, but emptiness. If you tell, you will live in an old house in the desert all alone with cacti for friends. If you tell, people will hide their children from the monster others say your kind are. If you tell, the police will add you to the list of people who might have killed the albatross. If you tell, you will walk in a hollow room full of the sound of liar, liar, pants on fire. If you tell, poets will call it marketing, a ploy to get ahead in the game. If you tell, women will think you are trying to steal a place that is not yours. If you tell, you will become a stinky thing no aromatherapy will ever make sweet. If you tell, all the therapists you ever saw will claim you in reports to some conference. If you tell, you will see the wounded everywhere, shuffling legions, the murdered souls of children under angels' wings, beating a prayer in a place with no night, no day, no palladium of lies. And we did learn a lot about horses, and we went on moonlight rides with my uncle, which was really quite nice. And he owned Arabians and raised them all his life. The Arabians originated in the Middle East and are said to have been founded by the Prophet Muhammad, who had the first 5 Arabian horses. And this is about riding at night with my uncle in a farm out in Patapsco Park in the 60s, late 60s, against forgiveness. In the moonlight, the leaves telegraph the night's song, the way they brush against us as we go under the wooden bridge across from the Jesuit seminary, stepping in streams, the horses' tunnels of living flesh that we trust. My faith in him is absolute. We go into the woods where mad things can turn the horses into monsters that maim and crush, but he holds life up with hands named by what nature tells the living. I know it from the shadows of whispers in my mind, from the earliest games in a space a big brother should have had, but was taken by him, my uncle, like a chocolate bear in the dark. Bear that I keep close to me, carving a dark father from questions I do not know, questions I have not the courage to ask, as one asks a question to step from shadow and become the light that leads, shines on the words carved in stone by water.
Reginald Harris.
Retreat postcards. Mass of granite, question mark. Fear trapped in your suitcase. Released. Forgotten with each embrace, repeated invocation, welcome. 2. Beloved, times are wondered filled. You hear my wish to overflow them. 3. The ghosts are friendly here, helpful novices urging joy, depth, prayer, courage. They fly in with a gust at night, peer over your shoulder. Messy haints, try to catch them, they rearrange your pages as they flee. 4. Mother, I cried out for you, for God, begged forgiveness, staring at the stars, was up all night suspended in an envelope, slipped from dusk to dawn. The feel of being cupped in loving hands, sounds of 50 heartbeats echoing, how can I go on? Prepare, visions are next. 5. Block of foot-thick stone and prayer, light above the river. Angels hovering, wings thin as pure blank pages. Tells you where it is. Baltimore Uproar by Romare Bearden. Upton Avenue Market Metro Station. Get off here. This is a story you've been told. These streets before the trash, the rats, the crackheads nodding to ghost music. That passed a distant gleam of notes, sound magicians dreaming, rising from these streets. Diminutive personification of the beat, rhythm made compact fleshed. Flamboyant, fly-brimmed hipsters, high on hidey-ho, lexicographers of jive. And our dark lady, transformed from turning tricks to trickster by the music through her songs. From the avenue to the after hours, you could hear it in the changes, the shift from working day to glittering night. Shattering twists of phrase calling out the turn of a gloved hand sheathed in silver from fingertip to elbow to hide the tracks beneath. Rising from the platform, the scent of gardenias is in the train's retreating roar, leaving departing commuters in spangled shards of sound. These multicolored stones are her petals, a frozen music always calling, calling back, urging on. Rise up. Get off here. Rise up.
Off of Michael Weaver.
There are a number of things I could go on for quite a while about the effects of childhood abuse. But a great number, some estimates are 75% of the people in psychiatric care were abused as children. And when I was 21 years old, I began to experience my first really serious bout with what we call PTSD. And my profile is very similar to young veterans today, many of whom were not deployed before they began having problems. But I was fresh from basic training in my first marriage. We lost our first child, and I went over the edge. But over the years, I was treated for various diagnoses, including severe depression. And one of those medications sent my heart into congestive failure in 1995, just 2 months after I received tenure at Rutgers. And I was going to the store. I was living in West Philly, and I wanted a slice of cheesecake. It took me forever to get that to the store to get that slice of cheesecake. My heart was failing, and the fluid was going back into my lungs. When my heart failed, a top floor in Victorian Philadelphia, the night sounds, the tap and blast of gunfire above my landlord and landlady in love since childhood, the house a tree itself, the windows sudden spaces and leaves, roots running down to where there is no sense of what roots do, under a map's wishes, a slice of cheesecake at Sam's, the store with the dog that never moves, the steps I know by heart, from tree to tree, cracks in the sidewalks, signed by my feet after a year here, tearing away at strange feelings and memories. I have come to have a high noon with the past, to meet the maker of sadness inside me, and tonight it is one slice of cheesecake and no soda. I hit the sidewalk and feel the feeling of turning to cement where flesh should be, trudging instead of walking, my chest full of some new mix, like a cake batter that needs more vanilla extract and hot butter, or a throat jammed with a goodbye somewhere between a sigh and a smile. My chest has a diamond where my heart should be, a puzzle's pieces. Each tree a rest stop, 5 minutes to go, 50 steps, and I cannot count because the night looks like having lived to be a kind of success, second to what grows in trees without light. So after being diagnosed with CHF, congestive heart failure, they wanted to look at my heart, so they cut the femoral artery in my right leg so they could insert a camera and see, and I could also see my heart on the screen. On hearing Beethoven's Moonlight. In the tech room, on the tech table, the tech people all around, one says, "Mr. Weaver, good news, the arteries are clear." "Mr. Weaver, bad news, your left ventricle is barely working." "Mr. Weaver, you can see your heart on the monitor." Oh, glad hour. The saints, tiny ballerinas on the glistening surface of stainless steel, language a river that swallows, chokes away the thing I think I want to say, but cannot, the song I want to sing. "Doctor so-and-so, good news, this is my life, my one good, sad, but brilliant life." The tiny dancers on the table, only I can see it once. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la. My mother takes me inside once more, and there is nothing no one can give me. I have decided to be born again, to know what touched me, so I can send it flying.
Reginald Harris.
The star. Her closet is a universe made for trying on. The brightly colored dresses, a standing field of flowers, wider than the cramped strip of dirt behind the house. Ignored every day, starched white, reach back into a past still laced with big band music, rationed cigarettes, Chanel number 5. Stepped into shoes and grew to adolescence, the clock, clock, clock of heels, time racing down the hall to when he too would be tall, cool, desirable, an adult, just like Lena Horne. How could they not love him as he made his grand entrance, posed, placed a trembling hand on narrow hip, waited breathlessly, sure of their applause. Out of town. Everyone there reminds you of someone else. That woman in the hotel bar is the girl you sat next to in kindergarten. Those people across the street look like the couple with 4 bikes you helped outside Walmart last Christmas. The guy at the gas station always begging change is here transformed into a banker. The bus driver, your first disastrous blind date in school. Names gather at the tip of the tongue, refuse to go farther. Even you, you no longer look like yourself here, but that other guy, that actor, singer, football player, the priest who married your friend's sister, the hoodlum everyone mistakes you for. Walking dust quiet, rolled up streets, you peer in the glowing houses that set for dinner tables, the backs of empty chairs, a flickering TV set at the end of a long hall illuminated by long-held and lost desires. Stare through the mirrored glass, searching for the life you could have led.
Off of Michael Weaver.
We have just a few minutes, and I'd like to close by acknowledging the heritage of poetry in Baltimore. Mr. Poe's portrait is behind us here on the wall. And also acknowledged Baltimore's literary renaissance in the early 1980s. On November 22nd, 1981, I was on the front cover of the Sunday Sun magazine with Andre Codrescu, Joe Cartarelli, God bless him, Joe passed away, David St. John, Daniel Mark Epstein. And I count on my influences and my mentors from that time of Roger Kamenetz and James Taylor. The Kamenetz family is prominent in the Baltimore area now, as you know. And James Taylor has the Dime Museum and has spent his time collecting memorabilia from those shows. And just one poem I'd like to read because we close at 12:50. And I like to be prompt. I'm from the East Side.
All right. All right.
I had to get that in. And this is for my granddaughter. It's called Remember. If I forget to plug the sun, let me know. If I forget to tame the shark's teeth, let me know. If I forget to stop the tsunamis, let me know. If I forget to tie up the bears, let me know. If I forget to chase away the viruses, let me know. If I forget to clean the unclean foods, let me know. If I forget to stop rushing cars, let me know. If I forget to tame the lightning, let me know. If I forget to melt the slippery ice, let me know. If I forget to outlaw nightmares, let me know. If I forget to put perverts away, let me know. If I forget that the divine thing moved inside me to write this, the thing that can do all things, let me know. Let me down easy into the earth. Thank you.
That was Arthur Michael Weaver. You also heard Reginald Harris. We recorded them reading at the City Lit Festival at the Enoch Pratt Free Library. We're going to take a very brief break, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear a new episode of Soundbites and meet Malik Yakini, Executive Director of the Detroit Black Community Food Security Network and founder of D-Town Farm, things we should have here in our own town.